16 years previous to the epoch when this story takes place, one fine morning, on Quasimodo Sunday, a living creature had been deposited, after Mass, in the Church of Notre Dame, on the wooden bed securely fixed in the vestibule on the left, opposite that great image of Saint Christopher, which the figure of Monsieur Antoine de Echart, Chevalier, carved in stone, had been gazing at on his knees since 1413, when they took it into their heads to overthrow the saint and the faithful follower. Upon this bed of wood it was customary to expose foundlings for public charity. Whoever cared to take them did so. In front of the wooden bed was a copper basin for alms. The sort of living being which lay upon that plank on the morning of Quasimodo, in the year of the Lord 1467, appeared to excite to a high degree the curiosity of the numerous group which had congregated about the wooden bed. The group was formed for the most part of the fair sex. Hardly anyone was there except old women. In the first row, and among those who were most bent over the bed, four were noticeable, who, from their grey cagoulet, a sort of cassock, were recognizable as attached to some devout sisterhood. I do not see why history has not transmitted to posterity the names of these four discreet and venerable damsels. They were Agnes La Hermée, Jeanne de la Tarme, Henriette La Gautier, Gonchère La Violette, all four widows, all four dames of the chapel Etienne Audry, who had quitted their house with the permission of their mistress, and in conformity with the statutes of Pierre Daly, in order to come and hear the sermon. However, if these good Audriettes were, for the moment, complying with the statutes of Pierre Daly, they certainly violated with joy those of Michel de Brache and the Cardinal of Pisa, which so inhumanly enjoined silence upon them. "What is this, sister?" said Agnes to Gauchère, gazing at the little creature exposed, which was screaming and writhing on the wooden bed, terrified by so many glances. "What is to become of us?" said Jehan, "if that is the way children are made now?" "I'm not learned in the matter of children," resumed Agnes, "but it must be a sin to look at this one." "'Tis not a child, Agnes. "'Tis an abortion of a monkey," remarked Gauchère. "'Tis a miracle," interposed Henriette La Gautier. "'Then,' remarked Agnes, "'it is the third since the Sunday of the Loetare, for in less than a week we had the miracle of the mocker of the pilgrims divinely punished by Notre Dame d'Aubervilliers, and that was the second miracle within a month. "'This pretended foundling is a real monster of abomination,' resumed Jehan. "'He yells loud enough to deafen a chanter,' continued Gauchère. "'Hold your tongue, you little howler!' "'To think that Monsieur of Reims sent this enormity to Monsieur of Paris,' added La Gautier, clasping her hands. "'I imagine,' said Agnes La Hermée, "'that it is a beast, an animal, the fruit of a Jew and a sow, something not Christian, in short, which ought to be thrown into the fire or into the water.' "'I really hope,' resumed La Gautier, "'that nobody will apply for it.' "'Ah, good heavens!' exclaimed Agnes. "'Those poor nurses yonder in the foundling asylum, which forms the lower end of the lane as you go to the river, just beside Monseigneur the Bishop. What if this little monster were to be carried to them to suckle? I'd rather give suck to a vampire!' "'How innocent that poor La Hermée is!' resumed Jehan. "'Don't you see, sister, that this little monster is at least 4 years old, and that he would have less appetite for your breast than for a turnspit?'